New York's most famous skyscraper turned 75 tomorrow. The Empire State Building lit up the skyline for the first time on May 1, 1931. Reporter Dave Johns takes a tour of the building with the man who keeps the lights on today.
Bill Tortorelli, the Empire State Building's chief electrician, starts his workday from a windowless basement office down below the tower, one of the few places in the building with zero chance for a decent view.
We're in the lower lobby right now. And we're, I would say, about 60 feet below the waterline, I call it. So we're going up in the elevator now. We're going to first go to 81.
The Empire State Building has 73 elevators. For the chief electrician, that means a lot of up and down all day.
You know, and it's quite a building. I call it like a castle in the sky. You know, really built well. If you put your level on a wall and it's off, you throw the level away because the building is right.
Up on the 72nd floor, Tortorelli opens a door to a nondescript office and walks to the window.
You want a hand?
Nah, I think I got it. Just gotta watch it doesn't fall on you. All right, we just opened the window, and we're gonna climb out onto the balcony.
The balcony is a six-foot-wide ledge that wraps around the building. A waist-high stone railing is all that prevents a plummet to 34th Street, some 700 feet below.
We're looking north right now. It's a little hazy. To the right, you can see the Chrysler Building. It's always gleaming. There's a MetLife.
From up on the ledge, Manhattan Island and its surrounding waterways spread out like a map. The Empire State Building has been called New York City's lighthouse. If that's the case, then Bill Tortorelli is New York's lighthouse keeper.
Well, what you're looking at here is a plastic disc, and underneath it is the actual floodlight. It's about a foot and a half in diameter. It looks like a giant pizza. And there's a 1,000-watt light bulb. There's approximately 200 of them. So we burn about 200,000 watts a night.
In the mid-70s, workers installed hundreds of these huge floodlights on ledges around the building. They're fitted with gels to light the tower in colors for holidays and special occasions, like St. Patrick's Day, when the building turns green.
I remember when Sinatra passed away, they did the building all blue, for blue eyes.
You know, oh,
for
great.
Old blue
oh,
eyes. Great. Yeah, that was a nice thing. When the Pope came, we made him gold. We have all different, you know, national holidays for the different nations, Israel, Greece, Germany, all of them. So, if we put the colors upside down, it could probably cause an international incident.
It takes Tortorelli and his crew of six several hours to swap out the colors. Come rain, shine, updrafts of freezing snow, or swarms of ladybugs, which have at times peppered the building. Still, Tortorelli relishes his job, lighting up his hometown for the whole world to see.
Can't feel more of a part of New York is to work here, to tell you the truth. You know? It doesn't get any more New York than this.
Not at all.
Right, Pete? There's another paisano.
For NPR News, I'm Dave Johns in New York.